Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everyone. This is Apostle Dr. Art History. God, for another opportunity. To be on our I'm trying to do two things at once on my iPhone. And I'm asking everybody to get prepared that and just come on the radio broadcast because God is still good. That's why I said I wasn't going to get rid of the radio broadcast until I get Zoom down pat. So I just thank and praise God tonight for everyone that's on our radio broadcast and on Zoom, if you could get on there. I'm going to call our, first of all, I'm going to call our meeting order. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
We're going to call our meeting to order now. We are having our life support women's meeting, first of all. And I'm going to just pray, read scripture and pray, and then we're going to just talk about the women's ministry for a few minutes. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to bring pastures. He leadeth me to paths of waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me to paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod it comes for me. I prepare the presence in me. Oh, my cup, surely, follow me out. Will not ever. As I have just read you the Psalm 23 in its entirety. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne, grace, Lord. Can you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we committed, Jesus. Lord, giving you praise and glory tonight. We ask you on tonight, Lord, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it now. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Lord, we just thank you today for waking us up. Thank you for us on our way. We just thank you for all that you've done, Lord, and all that you're doing. Father, we ask you to bless our meeting tonight and then our purpose. We see how it works. We ask you to bless tonight, Lord, open up our understandings. Give us new revelation. Give us insight, Lord. In the name, new insight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to cover everyone on our radio podcast. The shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them. They and their family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise and glory. We ask you to bless life support. Ministry, women's ministry. In the name of Jesus, bless it, Lord, and lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, I've had this ministry for many years, and I just went from that to the End Time Men Women of War Global Ministries, but I never stopped my support. I just want to get it back busy because when I had life support in St. Louis, when I had the church there, I did so much. We did so much the ministry when we were in Florida. We did so much with the women's ministry. I had a church. I was using it for a church, life support church in St. Louis. I use this as a woman's to help women. And so this is what we're helping in women, praying for women, not discriminating against men. You know, I'm not, I won't do that, but we just pray for the women. Able to do what God wants them to do. A lot of parents, a lot of them need to have someone to talk to. A lot of them just need a little help. And this is where I come in, and this is where my heart is. All happening. So, like one of my spiritual daughters called me. Her name is Carol, and I met her on the St. Louis week. It was last year. And she just walked up to me. She's from Africa. And she just started talking. And we've been together ever since. She called me Monday. And she called me yesterday or today and told me her mother had passed. And I'm just sold because she's not from here and she don't have family here. So and some more things that she's going through now that she needs all the prayer and all the help she can get because she was working at a daycare, but I doubt if they open the daycare back up. One of the young ladies she brought to the ministry, her name is Vicky. And every now and then she'll get up, her mother passed, but they both work at the daycare center, and I don't know if they have opened those places up in St. Louis. And we need to pray for her. And other just going to, you know, the mission. Our mission statement is to encourage, train, and support women all across the country. That's because in the word you say the older women teach the younger women. And if you're above 20 years old, you're old enough to teach somebody something. Even if you're 20, you can teach a little girl something. We need to help as much as we can. We're not to use of authority over men, but we can teach women. We can teach women. So, and that's what God wants us to do now. I've been doing this for a long time, even if it's like just teaching them and telling them things from just wisdom. And they not even connected to the ministry, just helping them along the way, just leading them in the right way. And almost being like a mother figure, I've always done that and always will as long as God allowed me to help anybody's daughter, anybody's granddaughter, anybody, any woman that wants me to help them, and I will. So, and then I'm going to be, once God bless, I'm going to be tithing into this ministry. So when someone needs something, when they need a hand, somebody just may need some gas money to pay them. You see what I'm saying? And we can give them $10, $15, $20 to put gas in their car, but I want them to come back and bring some money back so that we can take that money to help somebody else. That's how I stayed with it so long in Florida, because if they will come to me and say they need some Pampers or they need to get some cereal for the kids and say until they get their paycheck, they would always come back and bring some money, put it back in. So when the next young lady needs something, then there always be something there. So this is where we're going to have to start off, and I'm gonna put some money in. When the Lord blessed me, I'm a tithe in there pretty big. And just once you know, I get it in there, then we'll help. It's the women with children, the women that catch buses to work and, you know, and stuff like that, may need a bus pass or something like that. That's what we want to do. That's exactly what we want to do. We want to help. And when I was there, I trained them how to do their resumes. I would help them with their resume. I helped them with their credit. I helped them fill out applications to get apartments. I helped a lot of ways you can help people, women, because a lot of times they don't think, you know, they don't really think like they should. And if we right there helping them, encouraging them to go on, just go on, and we'll do what we can. You know, I even took them to the thrift shop and got them clothes to go look for a job, stuff like that, and then help them get their apartments and stuff like that. And when they did get them, I went to different furniture stores asking them, can they donate? I would have them to donate. I got a storage. I had got a storage full of furniture in Florida, and when they needed something, beds or twin beds or whatever, I gave them what I had, a couch, whatever. And the people would donate to me, to the ministry. So it was real good. But I had to, when we left, I left, and I gave that furniture to some of the young ladies. But I met a lot of people, a lot of women doing that. Sometimes they would be running from their husbands or boyfriends, hiding and stuff like that. And I would put them up in a hotel just so they wouldn't get hurt and stuff like that, until they could get back on their feet and stuff. It's a lot of ways that we can help women, because when you don't have anyone else, you need somebody. You need somebody to just talk to. Sometimes it makes you feel better if you can talk to somebody and tell somebody whatever it is. You ain't got to tell them all what happened, but you can, if you could talk to somebody, it will make you feel better. So I've learned that being in Michigan by myself. I've learned that. You know, when you don't have anyone around, you don't see anybody, it's always you and your husband by yourself. And, you know, you need somebody. You need to see somebody. You need to talk to somebody. And it helps. It definitely helps. So I thank and praise God that he wants to make us an instrument to do this. And our purpose is to develop and stand on God's word. We want to develop the women. And as we develop them, we want them to stand. We want to show them how to take God's word and use it and make it work for them. God's word is everything to us. His word, we could take his word and live by the word of God. They won't have to worry about anything. See, so we want to develop them in the word of God. We want to develop them into right thinking, not negative thinking, but right thinking. I can't do that. No, that ain't going to happen. All this kind of stuff. We don't need that. We don't need that. But we need, and I want everybody to invite somebody to this women's ministry. Because it's so many women out there that need this. It's so many younger women that's searching for God. I always try. I talk to so many women. Some of them, more of them, supposed to be on this radio broadcast, but maybe they try to go on Zoom. I don't know, but I can't. I'm trying to do Zoom and the radio broadcast off my iPhone. Now I got a Mac laptop, and I don't know how to get Zoom on the laptop, and I don't know how to dial from my laptop. So it's out the picture. I'm about to throw it in the trash can because can't do nothing with it. So somebody's going to have to show me how to use this Apple laptop to do something, to dial in with it or something. Usually when I'm on the phone and somebody calls, it would ring, so I figured that I could dial in anyway, I'm not gonna deal with that alpha laptop. I'm not gonna deal with it. I'll catch on with it. I'll take it to the AT&T store. They'll show me how to do it, or the Apple Place whenever they open back up. But I want us to encourage. I want all of us to stay encouraged, because in these days and times, we don't know what's going on and we don't know what's happening. But I like a whole lot of things that I see, and I like how God is bringing people together to love one another, to support one another, and that's what I'm talking about. It's time for that. I don't care if they're white, black, yellow, blue, green. It's time for that. I remember when I was doing thumbtack. I was doing counseling and Christian counseling in my office, but a young lady called me from St. Louis, and she was Arab, and her daddy gave her to this young man. He was Arab, and he brought her back, took her back to St. Louis, and he started mistreating her. So I don't know how she got my number, but she got it here in Michigan. And she said, I said, well, I'm in Southfield, Michigan. And she said, well, I'm in St. Louis. And she was saying that he was treating her so bad because she couldn't get away from him to get back to where she was from. And she was saying he was hitting and beating every day. I said, girl, where you at? So I can come get you, because I live in St. Louis. I know where St. Louis is. She said, would you do that for me? Okay, I said, I'd get somebody now to come and where you go to the gas station somewhere and tell me where you are, and I'll get somebody to pick you up. Because if somebody take you all these many hundred miles away from your family and mistreat you, and you don't have anybody. That girl didn't have nobody but his people, and they would treat her like I don't know what. So she was Arab, but she needed somebody. And the Lord had me to talk to her and calm her down and stuff, and then he came in. And so, she paid me for the counsel. I talked to her for an hour. She paid me $150 for that hour. But I couldn't help him because he came in, and I told her she could always call me, and I have the same number. But I just felt so bad for her because she was in St. Louis. She's living in, I said, that's where I used to live at. I know every street in St. Louis. I said, if you will tell me where you are, I'll get somebody to come pick you up. And that encouraged her. So this is what I'm saying. The older women teach and encourage the younger women. We have to have a word to help women. We have to, because we're not to use of authority over men. You know, Brother Harold be on here all the time, and he listens to me, and he always say, I confirm what God has already told him, because I'm not trying to use of authority over him, because Brother Harold, he's a chaplain over a lot of other chaplains in Michigan. So God has blessed him. God has blessed him, you know, and I don't try to use some authority over him, but, you know, he listens, and it's a blessing, and that let me know he's humbled himself down to be on with us. And he's been with me about 5 years, and that's a blessing. But does anyone have any questions or any suggestions about our women's ministry, life support, outreach, women's ministry? And the reason why it's outreach, because we go out and help and get them and help. Hello? Amen. Well, we're going to cut the women's ministry short since nobody else have anything to say. but we intend to have continually effectual fervent prayer for women all over the world. We want to continually pray for the women all over the world, all over the country. That's what we want to do.
Dr. Deborah Dean.
Yes, I can't hear you. Let me see. Let me turn my thing up. Maybe y'all can hardly hear me. Can you hear me good enough?
Yeah, I'm having a problem sometimes with my. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Dr. Deborah Dean?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. St. Louis, I just wanted to encourage you and thank you for your ministry for women. It is definitely needed, whether married or single, because I am a single female at this time, and I know about being fulfilled in my work and just loving the Lord. But I also know that for me, I prefer to be married. I'm hoping that if it's in God's will, I will get married, and I want an honorable, godly marriage to a man of God that we can work together and support each other, whatever our gifts are. And so I just wanted to thank and praise God for you, because it is so critical. What you're talking about is how I was raised in the church. As a young woman myself, I was encouraged as a baby, as a little girl. My mother taught me to pray. And as I got older and went to church, you know, you went to Vacation Bible Study, and you were taught, you know, how to sit, how to be quiet, if you need to go to the bathroom, how to exit, and just revere the things of God. And so I do have a passion for young people and young women, young mothers, and the men they love, you know. And so I know it's critical. I try to do what I can to speak a word or to try to just at least stay in prayer for them and encourage them, and also for the elder women, because we need me getting older. I know that I would love to have young people who believe in Jesus to pray for me, that I be strengthened. And I do that for my elders, because I really appreciate people that are older than me who care. And that gives me something that I can continue to give back, because we can give and give, but we always need restoration. We need someone to pour back into us. Even if it's just the Lord, you know, with his Holy Spirit, and just to so we can continue to encourage one another. It is, when you said no one was saying anything, I try to be quiet and listen. But I also want to just let you know I support you, you know, and when I can and I'm able, I try to give and share with a lot of different people. But when I can and able, I try to definitely, will try to definitely say something to your ministry. And I just thank God for you, you know, for what you've done for me and encouraging me. So, and I want to encourage any young women or any you all that are married, and pray my strength in the Lord. And it's just so much that we as women have to attend to, because, you know, we focus on being wives, mothers, good sisters, great daughters, great mothers, grandmothers, and all that. And then we have to minister before the Lord, and we want to encourage the men in our lives, you know. So we definitely need to be in prayer for one another and try to encourage one another. Right. I just wanted to let you know you're not alone in this thing, and I'm so thankful to God for you, and God bless you and all the other sisters.
Amen. God bless you too, Prophet. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. God is good. And I know I'm not alone. I know you all are there. It's a blessing. I thank and praise God for it on today. We just have to stay focused, because there's so much stuff going on now. There's so many things happening. You don't know, you know, which way to go. But there's some good stuff happening, because I can feel the presence of God in the midst. He said if we will humble ourselves. And I see the men and women all over the country humbling themselves. And I thank and praise God for that. I thank God for that. Amen. So we're going to get ready to go into our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. This was just the first meeting for the life support. And next time, I'm going to get this set up on Zoom. I don't know how I'm going to do this MacBook, but I know it'll do it, because when I don't want to talk on the MacBook, it lets me talk on it. So I figured out. I'm not even worried about it, because we got the radio broadcast, so I'm not going to worry about that. But we're going to go on into our praise, prayer, and prophecy. I want to try to play a little music. If this... God is so good. Yeah, he's so good. I just thank him. He's just a wonderful God, and I see everything he's doing. I love God today. I love him today.
Oh, don't you worry, you don't have to cry. God sees, he's seen what you're going through. God's willing, and he's able. This didn't catch him by surprise. So if you trust him, just say,
God,
my God, the victory.
I just thank and praise God for this night, this day, this evening. I thank God for another opportunity to be on our radio broadcast for his praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. You know, like I said, it's mostly prophets on this line. And I thank God. I thank God because I know he have a word, you know, and if we just have a word of encouragement, I just want to encourage every one of us, because I'm telling you, in these days and times like this, all you can do is depend on God. Don't take your trust from him. You trust every word, every letter in this Bible. You trust everything that it says. You trust the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit that's with you all the time. You trust them. And we not lean into our own understanding, but we trust in our desire to trust him and his righteousness. We want to trust God in everything we do and say. I'm telling you tonight, I don't know where it's going from here, because he hadn't told me where it's going from here, but it's going somewhere. All I know to do, because in the Bible it says, when you have war and rumors of war. Now, this was a war. This was a war. This was, so to speak, a war. It was just something going on in the atmosphere. I could feel the uneasiness, unsettled. That's why I just pray and pray and pray and pray, because I could feel it. But God didn't let the enemy win. But the enemy, see, he haven't stopped working. So we can't stop working. We can't stop praying. And prayer is our biggest weapon. Prayer is our weapon against the enemy. Prayer is communication with God. This is what we need to do every chance we get. I don't care what day it is. I don't care what time it is. I don't care nothing about. All I care is that I can call on the name of Jesus when I need to, when I can go in my prayer closet and call and bow down before the Lord and call on his name when I need to. See, God is watching every move we make. He's watching every step we take. God is looking at things we do. God is what every motive. These are things we're going to have to work on, because God know everything that we're thinking, every motive we have before we do the motive. Everything. God knows it already. He already knows it. So we got to make sure we're doing the right thing for the Lord. We have to make sure. We have to be very sure. We got to be sold out for God. We got to surrender everything. When I say surrender, I mean just like you come in the world, Lord, I'm yours. I told God today, I am yours. I don't want to be nobody else. I want to be yours. I give myself to you. I'm already yours. I was bought with a price. So I'm yours. Just use me the way you intend to use me. My heart already fixed. My mind already made up. I don't want to do nothing else but work for God. I don't want to work for man. He can't do nothing for me. I want to work for God. I want to do what he wants me to do for the rest of my days, for the rest of my life. My life is in his hands. I want God to do what he wants me to do. I want him to do it for me. Whatever it is, the Holy Ghost will let me know. And this is where we got to come to grips. We can't make no nothing. We got to go first to God and say, Lord, should I make a right at this corner or should I make a left? Lord, should I go to the store today or tomorrow? Lord, how long should I pray? Where should I pray? Where should I go? Which chapter should I read? How can I do this? I don't know what I'm doing, Lord, but I know you know what I'm doing. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to have what you want me to have. I don't want what I want. I want what you want me to have. Put everything on God. Cast all of your cares on him. Every burden you got, everything that you need, go to God, and he got an answer for it. He is your provider. He is your source and your resource. God is our everything. He's our shepherd, and we shall not want. God is that. He is who he is for us. And I thank and praise God today. I don't have to worry about man. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry trying to please man to get what I need. Because God is my shepherd. God is my provider. God is my healer. God is my banner. He's everything to me. Everything. He's my rock. He's my redeemer. He's my righteousness. He's my peace. He's my joy. That's who God is to me. My refuge. My strength. Waymaker. When it seemed to be no way, God is. So I'm going to take some prayer requests. I'm going to try to get us off in time tonight. If you have any prayer requests.
I do. This is Elaine. My friend, she called me today and told me, hello.
I'm here. I hear you.
My friend called me today because I've been trying to get in touch with her, but I have not. And she has been in the hospital, and she, I told her that, you know, I asked the sisters to pray for her and everything. She found that she got a hole in her heart, and they're talking about doing surgery on her.
Really? How old is she?
She's 56.
Lord, have mercy. We're going to pray for her. What's
Thank
her name?
You, Diane.
Diane, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other prayer requests? Amen. Well, I have prayer requests. I have plenty of prayer requests. I want everybody to pray for Carol. Her name is Carol. She lost her mom Monday. Carol, not Carolyn, Carol. Pray for our members that's not on the radio broadcast or on, because I'm looking at the Zoom and no one's on there. So we want to pray for them, because this is where I am. We only own this thing 2 or 3 days a week, and I try my best not to ever miss, even when I'm feeling bad. God gives me strength to come on. I know we have something to do. Sometimes we just can't do it. But I have to, especially now when the churches are closed, you have to have a way station where you can go and get some refueling. We need to be filled up. We need to be fueled up. And we need to get, we need to have a way to get vitamins, I would say spiritual vitamins, because we need it to make it through until the next time. And that's how I do. But I pray every day. I pray more than once. You know, I pray when God, the Holy Spirit, bids me to pray. But I'm saying when we don't, we need each other. We need to pray for each other. We need to encourage each other. This is how we get through. We may be doing fine. We may be doing fine in one area, but you need somebody in another area. Everybody ain't doing good just because you got a house, just because you got a car, just because you got food. That don't mean you're doing, believe me, it can turn over in 1, 2, 3, just like that. 1, 2, 3. But we have to know that we're needed everywhere. That's why I'm asking God to send who he want to send to this radio broadcast and to Zoom. I'm not so much worried about Zoom, but I want to help women. I want to be there for women. And I'm asking God to bless the women and men of God all over this world. So I want us to pray for Diane. I want us to pray for Carolyn. For Carol, her name is Caroline. That's what it is, Caroline. I want us to pray for Jan. She's a member. Carolyn is a member. And Brother Harold, I want us to pray for him because he'll be back on. He's probably working. And that's what I want us to do that. I want us to just pray for the people of God. I want us to pray for our president. I want us to pray for everyone. I don't want no hate because I was sitting here looking, and I'm not going to be long here, and it was talking about how the hindrance that can block your prayers from being answered, how to alleviate them. You have to examine yourself before you start praying. Whether you be in faith, prove your own self. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So if we have unforgiveness in our heart, that includes self, causes bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness. Now, if you harbor a guilt complex, bind and loose guilt before the altar, that'll help. Then you need cleansing for our unforgiveness from God. We need to ask God to forgive us for having unforgiveness. And then obedience. When we don't obey God's commandments, when we don't be obedient to what God says, it'll stop our prayers from being answered. When you hate somebody, that's like destructive, force of destruction, self-pity, condemnation, insecurity, results of hate is prejudice. And then if you have doubt and unbelief, that brings on anxiety when you have unbelief, when you have doubt, you don't have faith. And then when you don't repent, unrepentant sin can cut your prayers right off, can stop it. And another thing is you have to pray correctly. You know, you have to enter in. It's a way. I told you it's a way you have to go to God. You can't go to God any kind of way. It's a divine order. And a few more things. I'm not going to go into them, but I'm just wanting you to know we have to examine ourselves, and we have to definitely repent if we're praying for something or somebody. We have to make sure we have repented of our sins, because I told this last time I couldn't feel the anointing like I usually feel. I said, Lord, I said, Holy Spirit, what's wrong? I said, what'd I do? And I could hear him say, repent. I said, okay, repent, because who am I? I better repent. Better repent. I'm getting ready to go on the prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Father, we just confess and we repent. Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner saved by grace. I've sinned, and I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I just thank you for cleansing, Lord. I thank you. Just dip us down in the blood of Jesus. Just dip us down. Just cleanse us. Wash us on your spiritual scrub board, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come before you tonight, just giving you all the praise and giving you all the glory tonight. Just magnifying your name tonight, Lord. We just lift your name up tonight. We bless your holy name, Lord. We give your name praise and we give your name glory tonight. We magnify your holy name, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being in the midst. Thank you tonight. I come now asking you, hallelujah, to change the atmosphere right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you tonight to change the atmosphere tonight, Lord. We ask you right now to send your anointing. In the name of Jesus, change the atmosphere, Lord. Shift it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know we need you, and we can't make it without you, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit, and we can't move. We can't breathe. We can't walk. We can't talk without you, Holy Spirit. We need you tonight, and we can't make it without you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you humbly before your throne of grace, Lord. In the name of Jesus, just anywhere around your altar, around the foot of the throne, Lord, calling on your name, Lord. We just calling on you because we need you and we can't make it, Lord, without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask you tonight to look down and have mercy on us, Lord. You know what we need, Lord. You know everything about us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you tonight. I thank you that you're not a man, that you should lie, neither the son of man, that you said repent. Have you said it, and have you not done it? I just thank you for doing what you said you would, and I give you praise, and I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you praise today, Lord. And I give you glory. Hallelujah. I call on your name, Lord. I praise your holy name tonight. I give your name praise tonight. And I give your name glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come now, Lord, and praying for the people of God all over the earth. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your people, Lord, and all over the earth, Lord, places that I ain't never heard of, Lord, and I pray for them too, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, you say you got people everywhere, and I pray for them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I intercede for them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I intercede for those that don't even know to pray, don't even know to call on your name, don't even know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, who you are and where you are. In the name of Jesus, don't know who they are. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord, just thanking you, praising you, magnifying your name. Hallelujah. We come praying tonight for Diane, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you're a heart fixer. I know you're a mind regulator. I know you can heal a heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are a shepherd, and we shall not want them. You are everything, Lord, and you are the great physician, Lord, and you are the great physician, Lord, and you are the great doctor, you are the great healer, you are a healer, Lord, and you are a healer, Lord, and you're Jehovah Rapha, you healeth us, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight to touch her, Lord, and touch her heart, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, touch her heart, Lord, and you know what she needs, Lord, and you know what to touch, Lord, and you know what order it is, you know what to do, Lord, and I'm asking you to lay your hand, Lord, and on her chest, Lord, and put your hand on her heart, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, Lord, I know you're going to heal her, I know she has faith, I know it, I decree and declare today that she's already healed. In the name of Jesus, the hole is already closed. in the name of Jesus. I give you praise and I give you glory tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I pray tonight for Carolyn. Caroline, I pray that you strengthen her, Lord. I pray that you hold her heart and hold her heart, Lord, and in the palm of your hand. And I pray right now that you grab every emotion, Lord, and everything, Lord, and that's banging up against her heart, and that's causing her heart to beat hard, and that's causing her mind to race. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to help her tonight. In the name of Jesus, help her right now, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Father, just thank you that she had a mother as long as she did, Lord, and to help her, Lord. And you know what she's going. You know what she in, Lord. And you know right where she is, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you to go right to the city of Chicago, Illinois, and help her, Lord. And help her, Lord. Send an angel, Lord. And I release them now, Lord. And activate them now, Lord. And to help her, Lord. And make sure she got food, Lord. And make sure the babies got what they need, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, she don't have nobody but you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to help her, Lord. And I pray for her right now, Lord. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory. And we give you praise tonight. And then, Lord, I'm asking you on tonight to pray for our family. I pray for Prophetess Elaine's family, her husband, her sons, her grandbaby, Lord. Keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus and keep in campaign all around
you. Have a
protect them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, just protect them now. Cover their cars, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that they drive. In the name, cover them in the blood of Jesus right now. Holy Ghost, lead and guide them in the way that you would have them to go. In the name of Jesus. Then I ask you to pray for Prophetess Lisa right now, Lord. Oh, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to keep her covered right now, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels right now, Lord, all around about him. Just cover her, Lord, and cover her, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. I hear him saying, the 23rd Psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, hallelujah, I will fear no evil, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, thank you, hallelujah. Because he is with you. His rod and his staff comfort you. He prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. In the name of Jesus. 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 Surely, surely, hallelujah. Surely, Lord, I thank you. Surely, goodness and mercy to follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, thank you. Bless our family, Lord, and bless them, Lord. Keep them all covered under the shed blood, in the name of Jesus. Then I pray for them. Prophetess Martin, pray for her husband, and pray for her sons, and pray for them, Lord, and keep them right now. Oh, Lord, pray for a family, and pray for them, Lord, and I pray right now that you will cover them, Lord, and you know what they need, Lord, and I know. I know you already know. You already got it done. It's already done. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover them now. Oh, yada ba city from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Touch right now, Lord. Heal right now, Lord. Deliver right now, Lord. Set them free right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, he say he's your shepherd, and you shall not want. All you got to do is ask him. In the name of Jesus, all you got to do is ask, husband. In the name of Jesus, all you got to do is ask, husband. In the name of Jesus, and I will bless you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to keep every one of them covered in the blood of Jesus, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Cover the cars they drive, the bus they ride, wherever they go, the streets they own. Keep them covered, every job, in the name of Jesus, even in the grocery store, in the Goodwill, wherever they go, Lord. Keep them covered under the blood, under the blood, under the blood. He loves city and the road of our city. In the name of Jesus, oh yes, Lord, and we give you praise, and we give you glory tonight, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and I bless everyone under the sound of my voice. I bless everyone in the name of Jesus. I ask you to keep them covered right now. Bless the ones that didn't make it on. I ask you to bless them tonight. Just bless them, Lord, and keep them all covered. You already know what to do. You already know what they stand in need of, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you tonight to bless Apostle Dean. Bless him from the top of his head, Lord, to the soles of his feet, my head, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the head of this house. Bless him right now. Bless him right now. We bind every spirit of infirmity right now. We bind you up. We cast you out. Every witchcraft spirit, we bind you now. We bind you now. We cast you out. Every curse that try to tiptoe, I see you. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to bury you now. Every curse, you buried. In the name of Jesus, everything that's dead ought to be buried. Every curse that's said is dead already, and you're buried already. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the strong man. I bind the strong man from our lives. I bind you up, and I cast you out. I command you to go, never to return. You can't have no authority here. You have no power. In the name of Jesus, you already dead. Get away from here. In the name of Jesus, you will not prosper. I don't care what happens. You will not prosper. You will never prosper. We already won. The victory is won. The battle is fought. The victory is won. It's already ours. It's already ours. Nothing you can do. It belongs to us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, we'll put it out. In the name of Jesus, every heck, every bet, every jinx, every curse, every spoken curse over our lives is dead. You dead. Die now. Die now. In the name of Jesus, every premature death, die now. Nobody's going to die immature. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare today, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I pray for Brother Harold. I pray for his mother, his dad, his family, Lord. And keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Keep them covered. Keep them covered. Prophetess Chaplin, Prophetess McKinney, and their families, keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. Under your blood, Jesus. Let your blood drip all over us, Lord. We need your blood cover, Lord. We need to apply the blood on the doorpost. We need you tonight. And we can't make it without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name tonight. We need you right now. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. And we can't. can't make it without you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory tonight, and we give you praise tonight, and we give you glory tonight, and we give you praise tonight, and we bow down before your name. We bow down before you, Lord. We bow down before you, Lord. We bow down and worship you, Lord. We 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 magnify your name. We lift up holy hands. We magnify your name. We give you glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you praise tonight. Lord, you know what each one of us need. You know what we need. You know what we need. We just give you glory for them. We thank you for it in advance. We just walking in victory. We walking in victory. We walking in victory. We just thank you right now, Lord. We give you praise tonight. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you glory.
Glory, glory.
We thank you. We magnify your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we just praise your name on tonight. And we thank you, Lord. We just know that you're going to heal these women. We just thank you tonight. We just give you glory. We just thank you tonight. We give you glory tonight, Father. We give you glory tonight. We praise your name. God wants us to pray more. He wants us to spend more time with him. More time, hallelujah, more time, intercessors, more time, prophetic intercessors, hallelujah, more time. I hear him saying more time with him, hallelujah, hallelujah, holy God. He's a holy, righteous God. He needs us to be more closer. He may be found, call on his name while he's near. He wants us to get more closer, Lord. I want to be close as I can get, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I thank you for a word. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I hear him say, living for the moment. I don't know what he's saying. In the name of Jesus, honorable city. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Don't move until I tell you to. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The Lord say, don't move. Be still. Hallelujah. And see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. He's the righteous God. Yes, Lord. Yes, I thank you. 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 He said everything dead ought to be buried. Everything that's dead ought to be buried. We need a in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you glory. Oh, you're such a righteous God. You're just a glorious God. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, dear, most seeking him. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. For this fullness that you've given us. Thank you for the peace that passes all understanding. I don't care what situation we're in, we have peace. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise, we give you glory. We give you praise, we give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said all you got to do is reach up, hallelujah, and grab your blessing, hallelujah. Reach up, hallelujah, and grab those blessings, hallelujah. They get that close to you, hallelujah. It'll be hidden in the, oh, yeah, Lord, I praise you tonight. I praise you tonight. I praise you, the Lord. The Lord strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory shall come. the Lord mighty in battle. He is this King of glory. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to tell you something. God coming back for a church without any spot or wrinkle. We are the church. We better have his heart the way it's supposed to be. In the name of Jesus, when he come back, he's coming back for his bridegroom. He's coming back for his bride. In the name of Jesus, coming back for the church. The church is in us. In the name of Jesus, he ain't coming back for no building. Believe that. Hallelujah. We better get right. Hallelujah. We got to get right. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. 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 I give you praise tonight. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you glory. I give you glory. Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I heard him say, whoever's on here is supposed to be on here because people take my ministry for granted, the ministry God has given me. But they're going to see it rise. He said, rise and shine. Hallelujah. That thy light has come. Hallelujah. He said, rise and shine. Hallelujah. They take this ministry for granted. But I've been doing this a long time, and I ain't tired yet. I don't care. I don't get discouraged when it comes to the things of God. We got to keep praying. We got to keep pushing. We got to start fasting. We got to do some things that God wants us to do. We got to start. I'm going to start fasting. I'm going to start keep praying. I'm going to keep fasting as long and much as I can because I know what God's getting ready to do. I know what he's getting ready to do. He's finna bless. And for us to be ready for the things that's coming in the last part of this year, we got to be ready. We got to be ready. We got to stay prayed up. We got to fast. We got to pray. We got to get in our places. We got to get in our places because this thing's going to happen the end of this year, the first of next year. And we got to be ready. We got to be in our places. We cannot let this thing go and we not ready. We got to be ready. We got to be prepared. So God has given us a chance. He's given us a chance. So I just want to thank everyone for coming on our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. I thank God for tonight because, you know, we get a chance to pray for people all over the world. I just thank God for that. I thank God. He could have chose anybody else to pray, but he allow us to pray for the people of God. I don't take that for granted. I don't take it for granted one bit. We can't take it for granted. So I thank and praise God. I'm so used to being on the radio broadcast on Friday, but tomorrow's clear and free and clear. So, you know, if anything you need to do, you can do it on tomorrow. But next week it's going to be better, and it's going to get better. And I want to just challenge all of you that's on our radio broadcast to invite somebody to come on. Just invite somebody. They don't have to come on Zoom. Just come on the radio broadcast and just see what God will do for them, how God will bless them. And if they don't force it. You know, we don't force nobody. But you can just tell them they'll be blessed and they will be blessed. So I'm not going to hold you all any longer. I love you all so much. You all are my babies. I love you. I pray for y'all all the time. I pray for you all the time. All the time. I love you all and God bless y'all. Y'all be careful. Stay safe. Keep your hand in God's hand. God love you and I love you too. You all have a good night here. God bless you.
Love you too.
Amen.
Love you too.
Amen.
Bye.
Love you.